Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. It's another news roundup on your unofficial Eurovision Song Contest podcast. Yes, hello everybody. It's your start of the week news roundup, bringing you all the news from Eurovision that's been happening in the last 7 days. The Junior Jukebox Juries will carry on. There's the second one on Friday. The third one will be a week on Friday, the 19th. And of course, the Junior Eurovision is happening on November the 20th. Streaming live, juniorEurovision.tv, if it's not picked up by your national station. And all the fans were searching for the streams now because things are underway. Ukraine have held their second semi-final. Ivan Berzovsky, Eduard Romniciu and Baroma have qualified from that. Three chosen by jury vote. There's a public vote as well. One more from that semi-final, of which there are five, will be going through to the Ukrainian and national final at some point in the new year. Congratulations to them. Melody Festival had their first one for Sweden. We'll come to that near the end of the show. Let's look up at Germany, though. Of course, Germany have already decided that Lena will be the defending champion. A brave choice. It hasn't happened since the late 1950s. But she will be previewing 12 tracks on German television. And the writers will be kept private until that show. Unless Stefan Raab thinks that there's some good PR purpose in releasing the names now or leaking them out, whatever. However it's happened, we now know that Guy Chambers will be writing one of those 12 tracks. Guy Chambers, of course, famous for writing for a certain Robbie Williams. Songs like Angels, Rock DJ, Millennium, they're all one of his. So he's going to Germany. We've had Ronan Keating did the Danish entry 2 years ago. So songwriters can go around where they want to go. You know, they don't have to stay in their own country. In fact, the Guy Chambers isn't my UK entry. But that's fine. I just love the fact that Lena is now going mid-February. We'll be releasing 12 songs. Well, they've not said it's going to be the new album, but 12 tracks is about an album. So you can assume that Lena's song for Germany is going to be an album release. The winning song is going to get released as a single. It's going to go to the top of the charts in Germany. It'll be the top 10 in a whole bundle of countries around Europe. And Lena will have a familiar song with lots of PR pushing her into the contest. See, that is how you manufacture a winner, or at least manufacture a really good winning chance. You get a good song, you get a good artist, you get the promotion out. That's the key to winning, not necessarily hiring Guy Chambers to write the song. Other countries, take note. Submission deadlines also across Europe are closing. A couple of them have been closed now from the national broadcaster. Some of them are still open. So if you're a songwriter in your own country and are looking to get some notice in, then do check your national broadcaster's website, who normally carries Eurovision. They will probably have details on how to apply there. Some of them have already closed. And if you're Justin Lee Collins, you probably have your list from last year that you can check and realise that it's not going to happen. But in any case, get your act together. Same goes for the countries. If any of the national heads of delegates are listening, you've only got till the middle of November to register your country for entering Eurovision. So far there are 31 confirmed entries, so we still have a little bit to go to reach last year's number. And right, of course, at the top, I said that we had some news from Sweden's Melody Festivalen. They had their Web Joker show last night. The full Melody Festivalen will be happening through February and March next year, with the final on March the 12th. But what they did was they had an open submission policy. Anybody could submit a song that they thought would be a good representation. They had not to be with the record company who signed the record deal. It's essentially the amateur section. Is there anything really good out there? 424 submitted, 232 satisfy the rules and pass the quality threshold. And eventually they've been whittled down over SMS voting, down from 100 all the way down to 5. Those 5 took to the stage last night, and 2 of them were voted through in the first voting for Sweden and the Nordics up there. 2 songs will be going through, and they will appear in the actual Melody Festival in national finals. Jonas Mattsson's On My Own, rather plinky guitar, if you know your Scottish music, a little bit like Delamitri in there. It's quite modern, but doesn't go anywhere. It's this and the other song, Better or Worse, will obviously go through a lot of reworking now. They have the chance to be remixed before February and performance and all that stuff sorted out. So it remains to be seen how these songs will cope in the white heat of Melody Festival. And I don't think they're winners. They're good songs, but I don't think they're Eurovision, and I certainly don't think they're Melody Festivalen in one. On My Own, as I said, it's plinky guitar. It's It's like a poor man's Tom Dyson, and I don't mean in that way that it's a bit like Danny Lynch. It's just, yeah, it's nice. It's worthy, but kind of ticks over. Better or worse, I suspect, is going to have a better chance. From the female singer Juliana, is a much nicer, although it is quite 80s in its representation, and there is an 80s fashion flashback here. Perm on one side of the head, legging straight out, something out of Jennifer Rush, and it does sound a bit like a powerful Jennifer Rush ballad. Out of the two songs, I think this one I preferred slightly better. But why not see what you think? We'll take that one as our song to close out this Bits and Pieces. Julia Avgard with Better or Worse through to the Melody Festival and Finals.
I was aiming for a new start, on my own, feeling strong, ready to go, ready to be on top. Your love left an echo in my heart. Was it real? Could it be? Or just a dream about to fall? If I go, will I move forward? If I go, will I be alright? I can go, not knowing, not being sure. Standing at your door, for better and for worse, say you let me in. I just wanna feel you, baby. For better and for worse, closer against my skin. Everything you've shown. A little bruised, still confused, but ready to go into the unknown. Letting go of that heavy stone, all that gray yesterday. Please tell me I don't have to do it on my own. If I go, will I move forward? If I go, will I be alright? If I go, will you come with me? Looking back, it's nothing there to see. If you want this time to last, just be here and now with me.
Julia Alvgard there, Better or Worse, one of the songs that's going to be hitting Melody Festival in from Sweden. She's in some tough competition. Not all of the songs and artists have been announced. More on the 22nd and the 29th. One that was announced on the 7th, just 2 days ago, was the delightful Eurovision favourite Elisabeth Andreassen, who you will recognise as one of the singers of Bobby Sox, who won for Norway back in 1985. Won't be her only time at Eurovision. She's been there in 82. 85, obviously, 94 and 96, mixes of Norway and Swedish entries. She will be singing in Vakken I and Drom, and there's a whole bundle of other songs that will be debuted there as well. We will be bringing you all of those songs, information, keeping you up to date with the news, the trivia and the fun of Eurovision as we progress through all the national finals, the heats, the semis, the actual finals, the song selections, and then on to Dusseldorf in May 2011. Thank you very much for listening. It's Junior Jukebox Jury on Friday. Another five songs in the Kids at Duncan Place, helping me decide which ones are hit misses or maybe it's for Junior Eurovision. But for now, I'm going to say goodbye and cue the electric guitars.